Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hey, buddy.
What's up, kid? How you doing?
I think I'm doing a little bit better than you, buddy. I'm just a tad bit better.
I'm not doing that good.
Well, look.
I'm on my second Gatorade right now.
Let's get through sports. I'll help you limp through sports. I don't have the expectation set high for this one. So let's see what we can make happen here.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other products, and also reminding you, Hunter, to drink responsibly. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, no kidding. I had a buddy in town. It's not my fault. Your friends in town.
Don't you think we'd learn?
It was Monday night. What am I doing?
Don't you think we'd learn that just because our friends are in town, we're adults and we don't need to do it? But hey, no. What fun is that? What fun is that, huh? Come on now.
I guess it depends on which friend. It was the friend that enjoys having a good time.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's son of a bitch. All right.
Anyway, let's get to it.
Yeah.
Let's get to it. Did you already hit the thing?
Yeah, I already hit it.
Oh, you did?
And we just read the sponsor. Yes.
See?
You and I are in rough shape this morning, buddy. Rough shape. Boy.
Let's kick it off. Major League Baseball yesterday. Tigers beating the Rangers 14-0.
Wow.
What?
Dude, what has been going on in baseball? It's nuts.
Oh, dude. He must have moved the stands up a little bit or something. Anyway, Twins beating the White Sox 3-2. That was game one. White Sox beating the Twins in game two, 5-3. Cardinals yesterday beating the Cubs 8-3. Today, there are some games. Rangers going to be Detroit playing the Tigers at 7:10. Twins going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. Cubs over in St. Louis playing the Cardinals at 8:15. So, catch some basketball games. Tonight, big game, man. Big game. Actually, I'm pretty excited for this. I'm going to take a big old nap before this game. I have a feeling. Tonight, Suns going to be in Milwaukee playing the Bucks 9 o'clock. This is best of seven. Milwaukee leads the series 3-2. So big, big, big game for the Suns tonight. Red, I know you're listening, man. Your Suns need to pull one through tonight. And they are, because it is going to go to game seven, isn't it?
Probably.
That's how it works.
I think they plan it that way. I think they do. I think there's some strings, some puppeteering going on, making sure that they get as much money squeezed out of this as possible.
You know, it'd be interesting to if one team ended it in four games, they just won the first four, boom. How much money would be lost if that happened?
Well, let me tell you right now. Let's see. How much money does the NBA make for each playoff game? Playoff game. That's very specific.
You should say each finals.
Let's see. When team bringing in. This is going to take too long. All right, let's move on. I'll see what I can find. This dead air we're having is not good. I'll figure it out.
Keep browsing. I'll talk about baseball here real quick. There's a Yankee fan who threw a ball at a Red Sox outfielder, Alex Verdugo, during Saturday night's game. The dude has been banned for life from attending Major League Baseball games. We're talking about all games, apparently. During the sixth inning of the game, Verdugo was hit in the back by a ball thrown by a fan at left field. At left field stands, I should say. He was understandably angry and had to be restrained as he shouted at the fan, "Come on, you want to go? Let's go!" Red Sox manager Alex Cora briefly pulled his team off the field before resuming the game. Fan has not been publicly identified or arrested because, it's probably a good thing.
I read somewhere that they got him identified. He hasn't publicly been, but the guy has been identified, and he is barred from ever going to any MLB game ever again.
Anything baseball related ever again. For the rest of his life. Yep. Wow, dude. He must have whipped that ball. I mean, I didn't see it, but, you know.
It's like in Rookie of the Year when he chucks that baseball.
Right. Cocks that arm
Which,
back.
By the way, did I tell you I watched that movie over the weekend?
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Kiki and I were just lounging around with the baby, and I was like, all right, I'm watching Rookie of the Year. She's like, hell yeah, I love that movie. Dude, I forgot. Dude, that movie still stands. Dude,
it does, though.
Dude, it's an awesome movie. It's an awesome movie.
I watched it last year during quarantine.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched that. No, what I watched that. I watched Camp Nowhere and Angels on the Outfield all in one day.
Camp Nowhere was my 90s. That was my dream. Like Camp Nowhere. Like if I could have made that happen, like in real life. Yeah. But Rookie of the Year, all those movies, dude. They as an adult, you can watch those and still be wildly entertained.
Absolutely.
I mean, I was laughing my ass off at parts. It's fantastic.
There are a lot of parts I forgot about too.
Big stinky cheese.
I forgot about his friend. His friend that's there the whole time.
Well, you got the long-haired friend and then the short-haired friend. And then they get that boat that's running and the motor's just smoking the whole time. Yeah, classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
Dude.
Good stuff.
Yeah, if you guys get a chance, hell with sports, hell with the Cubs and the White Sox and what's going on out there. Just watch Rookie of the Year.
However, all right, the most ridiculous thing about that movie is not the fact that a teenager – A middle schooler breaks his arm and then is able to be signed to the Chicago Cubs. That's not the most ridiculous thing. The most ridiculous, unrealistic thing about that movie is that he strikes out a MLB player by floating the ball.
Float
it.
He just lobbed one in there like it's a softball.
That guy would have exploded the ball into the atmosphere doing that. Right. All right. Yeah, yeah.
Not to mention what a great actor they chose for that guy.
God, what's his name? Damn it. I just watched it too. But just that
big meathead.
Big roided up meathead. When he's running there. Ah, boo-hoo. Ah. Oh, classic, dude. Classic. Yes, one of the greatest sports movies of all time. Rookie of the Year. End of story. End of story.
And that's the end of sports because that's all you need to know. Rookie of the Year. Go watch it.
Next year, don't even worry about this. Let's just talk about Rookie of the Year and all those other great stuff. We'll just do a full synopsis.
Play the first 5 minutes.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing for sports.
Play the first 5 minutes of Rookie of the Year. All right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
It's kicking in, man. Actually, with the amount of pills I took this morning, I probably have a good time at a rave right about now.
Wrong pills, though, man. Ibuprofen doesn't count.
I don't know. That mixture of, I'm pretty sure I have DayQuil and NyQuil mixing together along with some antihistamines and some other allergy stuff. So I'm pretty close to tripping balls here right now, all right?
Seeing tracers, huh? All right.
Licking windows. The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Get away from the window. Quit licking it.
We got to keep her moving here. It's time for sports.
Ibuprofen. You're not even high.
Freaking out, man. Those are not hash brownies. Oh, they're just regular brownies.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other fantastic Bud products. So no matter what, you're never thirsty, man. Never.
Ever.
Ever.
Kick it off with Major League Baseball. Yesterday, Tigers beat the Rangers 14-0.
Good God. What? Good God.
You know what we missed the other day? The Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
I've been YouTubing it a little bit. Man, you know what? It's awesome. It's just they're saying a lot of the guys are sore from it, too. Like the games after the Home Run Derby, because they just step up and they're just trying to crank it out of the stadium.
They're trying to just explode balls with each hit. It's
right.
Nuts.
Yeah. Love it. Everybody loves it. Just keep doing it.
Yep.
Get rid of the running around the bases part. No, nobody cares.
Yeah, that boring part in between.
Just wants to see you just smash it out of the stadium.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's what the Tigers did yesterday. 14-0 against the Rangers. Damn. Twins beat the White Sox 3-2. That was the first game. White Sox beating the Twins. Second game, 5-3. Cardinals beating the Cubs yesterday, 8-3. There are some games today. Rangers going to beat Detroit at 7 o'clock. Twins in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. Cubs going to be in St. Louis. You can find me and, playing the Cardinals at 8:15.
I just burped the hell out of my mouth. Ouch.
Did you? I'm what?
I'm drinking tea for my throat.
Oh,
and,
Jesus. Oh, you are such a puss. Anyway, let's move on from your tea drinking. NBA, there's a big game tonight, Brock.
I'm a little upset that you're not more concerned about the fact that I burnt my mouth.
Your throat's fine. It's been scratchy for 4 years. You should have been concerned right off the bat. tonight the Suns going to be in Milwaukee playing the Bucks at 9 o'clock. Dude, this is a big game for your Bucks tonight.
This is game six?
This is game six. So they potentially could walk away with a trophy tonight. Whoa. At home.
Whoa.
Which is crazy. Listen to this story. The Brewers have made things easier for fans that are also supporting the Bucks in the finals that we were just talking about. Brewers scheduled to play tonight, 7:10 Central Time, just an hour before the Bucks would tip off at their home court. Well, the Brewers announced that they're going to move their game to 3:10 today, so fans can watch both games. Tweeting, "Yes, we want to watch the Bucks game too."
Wow, that's big, man. That's pretty awesome, cool that they got the other team to agree to it as well. Who are the Brewers playing?
They are playing. I have no idea. Oh, actually, here. No, I do.
It's really not important. It's really not that big.
Yeah, I really don't know. I don't have it here. But anyway, you know what though? You know what's kind of concerning to me is how easy it was. Yeah, I mean, maybe it wasn't easy
to move. The game.
We're just moving. Like I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could do that with some of these like 9:30, 10 o'clock games that we have. Yeah.
Move it. If it's so easy for Milwaukee to do it.
Yeah. Smooth.
Everybody else, you know, let's meet in the middle somewhere. Yeah. You know, guys, because we don't like watching games tip off at 10 o'clock.
Well, yeah.
Everybody's got to get up in the morning, dude. Anyway, I thought you'd find that entertaining.
Yeah, I like
Milwaukee.
It. Milwaukee.
Beer drinkers moving games. I like it. Anyway, I got some more stories, but let's just get out of here because we got a big topic today, man.
We do. This is good enough. Save them for tomorrow. It'll be good. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.